From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump says the man suspected of shooting Republican Congressman Stephen Scalise and several others Wednesday outside Washington has died from injuries suffered in a shootout with police. Scalise was shot in Alexandria, Virginia, just south of Washington, while he and other Republican congressional lawmakers and aides were practicing for an annual charity baseball game. The 51-year-old lawmaker is now reported to be in critical condition, according to George Washington University Hospital in the nation's capital, where Scalise is undergoing treatment. He was shot in the hip. Trump said the shootings are a reminder for all Americans to overcome the political polarization that has gripped Washington and the rest of the nation.
We may have our differences, but we do well in times like these to remember that everyone who serves in our nation's capital is here because, above all, they love our country.
The shooter has been identified as 66-year-old James T. Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois, according to government officials. In addition to Scalise, two Capitol police officers were wounded, as were a congressional aide and a lobbyist. Scalise is a senior lawmaker. He's the majority whip in the House of Representatives. That is a leadership position that ensures discipline and rallies votes within the majority Republican Party. As the third highest-ranking member in the House, Scalise is accompanied by Capitol Police at all times. The gunman did not say anything before shooting his rifle. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.